Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord as we celebrate Independence Day this week. And welcome to the morning motivation broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer and task for today. Our topic for this morning is Freedom Ain't Free, and we are coming from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our announcements. I have two new things to share, so I need you to please listen attentively so I can move expeditiously. Number one is our new Soul Goal Project, S-O-U-L, Soul, G-O-A-L, Goal. And for this month, it is to obtain 100 new souls or listeners. As many of you know, for the last 2 weeks, I requested your feedback regarding a pastor suggestion that I should solicit donations on the broadcast. And although most of you supported him and there were only three who didn't agree with him, I chose to go with the minority after much prayer because I started this broadcast just to save souls and expand the kingdom of God. So instead of asking for donations, what I'm going to do is ask that you continue to help me win souls. Our goal for this month is at least 100, and I will update you every Monday on our progress. Now, if you remember, I started this broadcast in January of this year with only 6 listeners, but you helped to grow this broadcast to over 1,250 listeners 6 months later. So I've made it very convenient for you to be able to share. You can just refer them to the website, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com, and all of the broadcast information is there. They can even hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern if they miss it live at 6:30 a.m. You can also now share it on your social media straight from your cell phone. So when you go to the Morning Motivation page on your cell phone to hear the broadcast after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com, there is a white button right beneath the button that you press to hear it entitled Share This Broadcast Now. If you push that button, you can share immediately to all of your social media sites. And you can also text to your family and friends. If you just, for example, text the words, listen to this message on feeldefire.com, once you type in feeldefire.com as one word, it immediately becomes a clickable link in the text message so they can click it and go straight to our website. And finally, don't you forget to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or listening online from feeldefire.com. And our last announcement is that I want you to go to the website today. I've posted two new things there for you. One is the video of me ministering the Heart of a Servant last Sunday for the Usher Day anniversary. I told you I would get that uploaded, so it's there now, and you can see it and join in and, you know, enjoy that service on our gallery page. And finally, it is here. I've been waiting a long time for this, but my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, is available for you to order. You can order it as a printed book, an ebook, or an audio book on CDs. So go to the store page, and you can order that now. As long as you order by July 4th, the shipping and handling is included in the price. So help me make this a bestseller. Make sure you go to the website today. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, and I am reading from the KJV. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, this is Esther talking, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, let me perish. Come on and praise the Lord wherever you are for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Freedom ain't free. This scripture shows us the biblical account of the plight of Queen Esther, a Jew, summoned by her uncle Mordecai to save her people from death and destruction. Because one of the king's princes had deceived him into signing a decree that would surreptitiously allow him to kill Jews because he hated her uncle Mordecai. She was cognizant of the burden of being that instrument, that mantle that brings freedom to an oppressed people, understanding that it is about so much more than titles. After all, Esther was a queen. But understanding the need for a leader to be supported when usurping authority to bring about controversial change, she instructed her people to pray, to fast, to intercede as she physically went to stand in the gap. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to see the king. That meant, if I must die, that you may be free, let me die. Freedom ain't free. If you don't really believe that freedom ain't free, I implore you to go talk to some of the Jews about their ancestors living in Hitler's Nazi Germany, being branded with numbers to take away the power of the authority of having a name, of having an identity, being broken physically but not dismembered spiritually. You see, for them, freedom was not free. And you can even ask some of our African-American ancestors packed like sardines as they recount our history of the voyages of being packed like sardines in ships, but not even valued as much as fishbowl, subjugating ourselves to Jim Crow while being forbidden to learn to even spell that name, hanging from trees like ornaments, despite it being summertime, not Christmas time, lynchings and beatings, marching, fire hoses, protests, dog bites, and current police brutality. Devolving to manslaughter, to murder without conviction. I feared for my life, the officer said. Freedom is still ain't free. And for Christians trying to live continuously saved, this journey sure ain't free. It requires fasting and prayer, sacrifice and committed relationship with God, denouncing prior lifestyles, euthanizing the old man to be resurrected as the new man. Even as we celebrate Independence Day, recollecting 13 colonies, planning a new start in a foreign land. And for every war since then, every soldier, every family, freedom ain't never been free. And for every person, for every person, for every person that's ever been bound to anything, something, anyone, someone that was more powerful than yourself or your will to overcome it, defeating all that you'd ever decreed was important, to the point where you willingly forfeited the core of your support because you had no more resolve to even control your will, much less distinguish between your voluntary and involuntary consent anymore. Freedom ain't free. And for that privilege, I said for that privilege, that right, that opportunity to not only have heaven on earth, but to live in heaven after we leave this earth, somebody bore our cross. Someone took on our sins. Somebody suffered in our place. His name is Jesus. You see, even the gift of salvation wasn't free. Freedom ain't free, y'all. Freedom ain't free, y'all. Freedom ain't free, y'all. Freedom ain't never been free. For every blessing, every day, every opportunity, every loved one, everything that we have today, everything that we are, everything that we own, everything we've attained, somebody somewhere paid the price. Freedom, it ain't never been free. Our time is about to run. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Wherever you are, just praise the Lord today. Magnify him. The lines are muted and no one can hear me. Hear you. That includes me. Freedom ain't never been free. Come on and magnify the Lord for your freedom this morning. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We say hallelujah. We magnify your name for our freedom today. Even going to your word in John 3:16. That you, God, so loved the world. You so loved me. You so loved everyone listening. Our old, dirty, unappreciative, ungrateful, rotten, backbiting, backsliding souls. You so loved us that you gave your only begotten son that we may be able to live and love and be saved if we would believe on him, that we shouldn't perish. The freedom that we enjoy today ain't never been free. And Father, today we pray for everyone listening to this broadcast, everyone who's ever served in the military, everyone who's ever lost someone in the military, everyone who's ever supported someone in the military, but not only those who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom, just even the people today, our parents, our siblings, our children, our spouses, our friends, our pastors, our churches that have prayed for us, interceded, encouraged us, those who have given us financial support, somebody who's given us a ride to work, someone who's paid a bill somewhere, no matter what we have, who we are, where we stand today, freedom ain't free. What we have ain't free. What we've gotten ain't free. Somebody somewhere paid the price. Father, we ask that you would bless everyone listening to this broadcast today. Everything that they need, God, everything that they've laid before you, I come in agreement with them right now that it's done, it's done, it's done, because the price has already been paid. And now we say thank you, Lord, as we celebrate Independence Day. We praise you for our freedom and the price that everyone who sowed into our life has paid. Now let everyone listening in the name of Jesus say amen. Continue to praise the Lord as I give the altar call and assign you our task for today. If you're listening and you are not saved, if you're listening and you're backslidden, I invite you to come into the kingdom today. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome home. Welcome home. I want you to make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church, that you are going to Sunday school and Bible study, and make sure you set your alarms to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. or to go to filledthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern to continue to grow in the Word. Now, our topic for this morning is freedom ain't free. Your task for today is to share the broadcast to help us reach our soul goal, and then to thank everyone who has sown into your life, or at least one of them. It doesn't have to be a service member, but today reach out to somebody and say thank you for helping me to enjoy the freedom that I have today. Now, don't forget to go to filledthefire.com, watch the video, order the book, smash the glass ceiling of blessings, and share this broadcast. All right, I got a new song for you today. Since we're celebrating Independence Day,
I'm going to let Alicia Keys and Ray Charles take it away. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Happy Independence Day. I love you. It's the evangelist, Rossi Wilson.
Free, y'all.